Hello and welcome to episode 848 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We're recording on Holy Saturday, March 30th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the Saturday prayer by the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori, to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain her patronage. O my most holy mother, I see the graces which thou hast obtained for me, and I see the ingratitude of which I have been guilty towards thee. An ungrateful soul is no longer worthy of favors, but I will not on this account distrust thy mercy, which is greater than my ingratitude. O my great advocate, pity me. Thou dispensest all the graces which God grants to us miserable creatures, and for this purpose he has made thee so powerful, so rich, and so benign. He has done so that thou mightest succor us in our miseries. Ah, Mother of Mercy, leave me not in my poverty. Thou art the advocate of the most miserable and guilty criminals who have recourse to thee. Defend me also who recommend myself to thee. Say not that my cause is too difficult to be gained, for all causes, however desperate, when defended by thee, are gained. In thy hands, then, do I place my eternal salvation. To thee do I entrust my soul. It was lost. Thou, then, by thy intercession, hast to save it. I wish to be inscribed amongst thy most devoted servants. Reject me not. Thou seekest the miserable to relieve them. Abandon me not, who am a wretched sinner and who have recourse to thee. Speak for me. Thy son does all that thou askest him. Take me under thy protection. That is all that I ask. Yes, for if thou protectest me, I fear nothing. I do not fear my sins, for thou wilt obtain me a remedy for the evil they have done me. I do not fear the devils, for thou art more powerful than all hell. I do not even fear Jesus, my judge himself, for by a single prayer of thine he is appeased. I only fear that by my negligence I may cease to recommend myself to thee and thus be lost. It is true that these graces are too great for me, who have not deserved them, but they are not too great for thee, who art so much loved by God. Hence he grants thee all that thou askest. Thou hast only to speak, and he denies thee nothing. Pray then to Jesus for me. Tell him that thou protectest me. And then he is sure to pity me. My mother, in thee do I trust. In this hope I shall live in peace, and in it I wish to die. Live, Jesus, our love, and Mary, our hope. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. My most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, turn thine eyes of mercy toward the children of that race, once thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them a laver of redemption and of life. Amen. Today, friends, we return to our final reading from Meditations for Lent by the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, from the 1937 Sheed and Ward edition of Meditations and Readings for Lent, available at fisheaters.com, the excellent traditional Catholic website. I highly recommend it. This is Holy Saturday, and the title is Why Our Lord Went Down to Limbo, and interchangeably here, you'll notice that St. Thomas is using the term hell, but he'll be using hell to describe two things, the limbo of the fathers and also the hell where eternal damnation takes place for those who die in a state of mortal sin. So I just wanted to point that out, and you'll be able to notice it as we go through the reading. Once again, it's entitled, Why Our Lord Went Down to Limbo. From the descent of Christ to hell, we may learn for our instruction four things. Number one, firm hope in God. No matter what the trouble in which a man finds himself, he should always put trust in God's help and rely on it. There is no trouble greater than to find oneself in hell. If then Christ freed those who were in hell, any man who is a friend of God cannot but have great confidence that he too shall be freed from whatever anxiety holds him. Wisdom forsook not the just when he was sold, but delivered him from sinners. She went down with him into the pit, and in band she left him not. Wisdom 10:13-14. And since to his servants God gives a special assistance, he who serves God should have still greater confidence. He that feareth the Lord shall tremble at nothing and shall not be afraid, for he is his hope. Ecclesiasticus 34:16. In other words, whatever situation we find ourselves in, as long as we're in this life, we're not in any situation where the Lord cannot help us. And once again, we must distinguish here between hell in terms of the place that's eternal, which souls don't get out of, and then limbo of the fathers, where Adam and Eve and Moses and those who died not in a state of mortal sin, but could not get to heaven because Jesus had not gone through everything that he would go through. His ultimate sacrifice, his passion, death, and resurrection to open the gates of heaven for us. So that's when that's referred to as hell, quote unquote, it's the limbo of the fathers, righteous people who died but could not get to heaven until Jesus went through his excruciating torture and humiliation and death. I was watching a brief video, I think it was an 11-minute or so clip from Pints with Aquinas, the Matt Fred Catholic apologetics show, and a priest was on. It's part of a larger episode. A priest was on explaining, I should say, what our Lord went through in his passion. Absolutely unfathomable. It's even worse when you read about it, or when you watch videos about it. The pain, the excruciating pain that our Lord went through. Number two, we ought to conceive fear and to rid ourselves of presumption. For although Christ suffered for sinners and went down into hell to set them free, he did not set all sinners free, but only those who were free of mortal sin. Again, providing the distinction here between the limbo of the fathers and the hell that is eternal. Those who had died in mortal sin, he left there. Wherefore, for those who have gone down to hell in mortal sin, there remains no hope of pardon. They shall be in hell as the holy fathers are in heaven, that is, forever. St. Thomas drawing that distinction. And it only takes one mortal sin, my friends, to die with one mortal sin on your soul will reprobate you, will send you to hell for all eternity. Life is not a game. Sin is serious business. Do not go along with the crowd. Everything in this world is trending in the wrong direction from a secular perspective. Pursuit of wealth, pleasure, power, fame, no thought of God, no thought of, is what I'm doing offending God? Do I see God as a loving father? Am I his loyal son or his loyal daughter? Do I truly want to do his will with all my thoughts, words, and actions? No, it's just gimme, gimme, gimme. We live in a selfish, arrogant society. That's not how you get to heaven. That's not a response to God's grace. That's not a response to his love and for everything he did to you, or excuse me, everything he did for you. He loves us with a love that's unfathomable. We can't even comprehend how much God loves us. And he doesn't want us to stay where we are, committing sins that will lead us to hell for all eternity. He wants us with him in heaven in a state of eternal bliss. That's why we all need to repent and believe in the gospel. Number three, we ought to be full of care. Christ went down into hell for our salvation, and we should be careful frequently to go down there too, turning over in our minds hell's pain and penalties, as did the holy king Ezekiel, as we read in the prophecy of Isaiah. I said, in the midst of my days, I shall go to the gates of hell. Isaiah 38:10. Those who in their meditation often go down to hell during life will not easily go down there at death. Such meditations are a powerful arm against sin and a useful aid to bring a man back from sin. Daily, we see men kept from evil doing by the fear of the law's punishments. How much greater care should they not take on account of the punishment of hell, greater in its duration, in its bitterness, and in its variety? Remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin. Ecclesiasticus 7:40. Amen to this, friends. When we're tempted to sin, We have to ask ourselves, how does this look in light of eternity? I'm going to have to render an account to our Lord Jesus Christ immediately at the end of my life for all my thoughts, words, and actions. Do I want this to be on the ledger? We need to do good and avoid evil at all times. We need to go to confession frequently, but we can't presume on God's mercy. I've heard it said, you're only given a certain number of sins in your life, and then time's up. So we should not want to offend the Lord in the slightest thing. Because all sin is bad. All sin is wicked. But venial sins, we keep committing them, will eventually lead to mortal sins, which will send us to hell forever if we die in a state of unrepentant mortal sin. I keep coming back to that adage, life is not easy, but it is simple. Do good and avoid evil. Do good and avoid evil. It really is that simple. We have the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. The one holy Catholic and apostolic religion is the one true religion. God wants you to be a part of it. Period. End of discussion. Number four. The fact is, for us, as an example of love, Christ went down into hell to set free those that were his own. We too, therefore, should go down there to help our own. For those who are in purgatory are themselves unable to do anything, and therefore we ought to help them. Truly, he would be a harsh man indeed who failed to come to the aid of a kinsman who lay in prison here on earth. How much more harsh, then, the man who will not aid the friend who is in purgatory? For there is no comparison between the pains there and the pains of this world. Have pity on me. Have pity on me. At least you, my friends, because the hand of the Lord hath touched me. Job 19:21. We help the souls in purgatory chiefly by these three means, by masses, by prayers, and by almsgiving. Nor is it wonderful that we can do so. For even in this world, a friend can make satisfaction for a friend. So ends the meditation. Absolutely, friends. We must pray for the holy souls in purgatory. Offer up masses for them, almsgiving in their name. Let's say an Ave Maria for the relief of the holy souls in purgatory right now. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tua mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Lord, we pray for the relief of the holy souls in purgatory. We commend them to the sweet, perfect, immaculate heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she will intercede for them and help lead them to you in heaven, Lord Jesus. Let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, the hard work of her family, breaking through to open communication via RPM, we know she's a comprehensive genius who can compose music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. RPM has been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate for non-speakers as sign language was for the blind, as sign language was for the deaf. Or you can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread this message far and wide. May God richly bless you for doing so. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.